In our previous year, we discussed that taking medicine for someone who, Rachmanat Zlan, is a Chayla Sheish Beis Sakana on Pesach is certainly mutter. But we also said that a person should try to take Hakala Kal Tchila, take the lesser of a Shaila first. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Mem Beis, Sif Tes teaches us. Chametz shenes apish koinim zman isura. If chametz became ruined before the zman isur on erev Pesach, v'nifsal machilas kelev, it's no longer edible. Oishes sarfa be'esh koinim zman, it was burnt v'nechrach at sheni royal kelev, that it's not royal achilas kelev. Oishes yichta li yeshiva v'tachas abatit. You made your chametz into a chair and smeared on it cement. Mutl kaim of Pesach. One could take it on Pesach. But it's very interesting. When we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, these last three words of the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutl kaim of Pesach. One could keep that chametz on Pesach. Why? Because since it was nechrach, it was burnt, before the Zman of Pesach, it's no longer considered chametz. But the Shulchan Aruch, as the Noisei Kalim point out, does not say that you could eat it on Pesach. And the reason you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach is because it's achshavei. If, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, the opinion of the Rosh, that if you take chametz, and you, even though you completely destroyed it, you burnt it, but if you eat it now, so now it's achshavei. You show that it has to you some significance. Otherwise, why would you be eating it? And therefore, the halacha is, says the Rosh, according to most opinions, the opinion of the Rosh, the Chok Yaakov says this, it's only with Rabbanan, but you're not allowed to eat it. By eating it, you're machshavet. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Gimel, you only have a problem of achshavet is if you take chametz and you eat it, or you take chametz and you put it into your food and it becomes part of the food, becomes an ingredient of the food. But if you have chametz that fell into a pot, chametz that was nechrach, chametz that was burnt, that became inedible, and it fell into a pot, so there, it's not a situation of achshavei. And therefore, even though normally, chametz and Pesach is not osav hanor, this will not be a problem, because it wasn't achshavei, you didn't make it into a food. I saw that the Pesach also discuss that sometimes you have flower pots or plants that have amongst the flour wheat or barley, and that may be painted. So I saw the Shalos Tshuvos Arlitzian Paskins, that since they're designated to be a flour and they were painted, they're no longer considered an oichel, and therefore there is no problem of chametz. Furthermore, he says that if you have a poison, mice poison that you put out, that's food that's mixed together with poison, it loses the shame oichel, and since it loses the shame oichel, that's why it's maybe kept out on Pesach. Other Pesachim, I saw Reb Nissim Karelitz Shlita in the Sefer Chut Hasheni says that the reason is it may be kept out on Pesach is a whole different reason, because it's not royal achilas kelev. So as we just said, there is the concept of achshvei. Clearly the Pesachim, I saw the Sharm Tzorn Balocha quotes Pesachim that say that even though Ashkenazim have the minig not to eat kidneys on Pesach, there is no concept of achshrei b'kidneys. And therefore the halacha is that if the kidneys became disqualified before yontif, the halacha is that those kidneys could be eaten on Pesach, which is of course very relevant to when we discuss chametz on Pesach, because when we discuss medicine, because many medicines really are just kidneys. So again, we have here a heter. If it's nifsa machilas kelev, we have no problem. So now the question that comes up is medicine. Let's say your medicine is made up of a chametz ingredient. It's nifsa mechilas kelef because it's turned into a medicine, but you're now taking it. And the question is that considered a situation of achshrei? So the Paiskim, it is the opinion of Reb Moshe and many other Paiskim, hold that the principle of achshrei does not apply for medicines. Since a person would take something bitter and repulsive and out of the realm of food if it would cure him, so what is pshat of achshrei? They explain that the pshat in achshrei is that you're showing that this food, even though it got ruined, is still considered to you a food. But we only have that when you're eating it as a food. But if you're eating it as a refuah, so you're not saying that this is a food. You're taking it as a refuah, and therefore the Yad Avram, the Steichemet quoting the Sefer Erech HaShulchan, Reb Moshe in Chelek Erech Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadik Beis, says regarding a medicine that has in it chametz, the Kfar Nevatel Kodem a Pesach Mishim Oichel, before Pesach it loses the status of an Oichel, the Achshvei L'Shayich, B'Dovah Shalakeich L'Refuah. Achshvei is not applicable when you take something for refuah. The af dvarim morim umusim noitun refuah. People take things that are bitter and repulsive, but if that's what's going to give them refuah, it's not considered achshvei. And so was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. So, on the other hand, I did see from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that, as we discussed previously, there's actually a machlokes rishonim. Why is the halacha if charchoi kaidem zmanoi? Why is the halacha of charchoi kaidem zmanoi? The Gemara teaches us on Daf Chaf Aleph from Mebeis Mutar B'Hanoa. So there are actually two approaches to this question, as we discussed. One is because it loses the shem chametz; it's no longer considered a food. And the other reason is Shloi Kederach Achila. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that our primary heter in taking medicines that contain in them chametz is really the heter of Shloi Kederach Achila, more than it's not considered a chametz. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's very hard to determine what is considered in a royal achila. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Zayin. He says that we find that the Rambam calls Mei Raglayim a mashka. He calls Mei Raglayim a beverage. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, who would consider the nowadays urine a beverage? Yet the Rambam tells us that Al Pidin, Mei Raglayim is considered a beverage. So he says from here we see that we can't necessarily understand how to determine what is considered a something that loses the status of a oich or a mashka. However, the fact that something is shloi kedarech achila, that is a heter, and as we said, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish held that there is no achshavei on a medicine. Furthermore, by many medicines, the chametz is not the actual medicine. The chametz is the coating. And the coating is made out of dextrose or maltose. Dextrose is typically in America or in China, actually, where many medicines are now made. Many dextrose are made from kidneys. And we said before that there is no problem with kidneys. That's nishtana. Sometimes you have maltose. Maltose is indeed can be made out of barley. But again, here we have another heter. Besides that, we have the heter that of Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, that if the medicine is not, by medicine we don't say achshavei, but we only, this medicine, this is only a coating, or sometimes it's only a binder to be able to keep the medicine together, there we can't say achshavei, because the chametz is not the critical ingredient here. It's not the critical ingredient in this food. And when it's not the critical ingredient in the food, we could be more lenient. Certainly, the Paiskim say that even though there are people, as we've discussed, that do not keep medicine, do not keep chametz in their home, if to keep this kind of a food in the pantry, you're not eating it, certainly we could be more lenient. Everything we've discussed till now is about pills. Liquid medicines, however, are more of a serious problem, because many liquid medicines contain grain alcohol in high percentages. And as we will discuss, grain alcohol may be chametz gomer. And also, the flavorings of the liquid medicines may contain chametz. This is especially true for cough medicines. Therefore, if somebody has to take a liquid medicine, it's much more of a shaila. And again, as we discussed in our previous year, if it's a chayla shesh by sakana and there are no other medicines available, then you should take it. But if there are other options, perhaps one should look for other options. Alcohols. So now we speak for a moment about alcohol. Isopropyl alcohol may be used on Pesach, because isopropyl alcohol is made from petroleum. Ethyl alcohol, on the other hand, is made by the fermentation of a starch, a sugar, or other carbohydrates. And since it's made in a fermentation process, it may be made from grains which are chametz. Not all grains, however, used to manufacture ethyl alcohol are chametz. They could be kidneys. They could be made from corn or other legumes. It also could be produced synthetically. But since common practice, industrial practice, is to use ethyl alcohol that is produced either from grain or synthetic alcohol, wherever a product contains ethyl alcohol, unless one is certain to the contrary, one has to be machmer. We're dealing with a suffix deraisa, and since we're dealing with a suffix deraisa, we have to be machmer and assume that it contains chametz, that it's made out of chametz gomer. When we speak about alcohol, there's a type of alcohol which is known as denatured alcohol. Denatured alcohol is really ethyl alcohol to which they added different ingredients that make it nifsa machilas kaelf. The Paiskim are machmer regarding denatured alcohol for two reasons. One, Ramosha, in Shaul's Chuvis, it was Moshe Arachayim Chelik Gimel Simon Samach Beis, says alcohol, that even though it's denatured, he says there were Akum in his time that would drink that strong, terrible alcohol, and therefore it's considered Chometz. The Mikroi Kodesh in Chelik Aleph on Pesach Simonam Dalit says, Beinenu Re'inu, I saw Kamoin Hagas Shosa Spirit Zubaloi Tikkun. And Rav Shimon Eider in his Sefer in Hilchos Pesach quotes that Rav Zalman Meltzer and Rav Aaron Kotler and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky all were machmer on denatured alcohol. Then there's another reason to be machmer. He says, although denatured alcohol is created by taking regular ethyl alcohol and adding to it different chemicals that make it impossible to drink, he says, the Shom Tshon Balocha quotes Paiskim that say, since chemically you could then separate that alcohol, the poisonous part of the alcohol, from the alcohol, so now that's not considered something that's no longer chametz. And therefore, he quotes that Paiskim that were machmer, but he then quotes the Shavuot Tshuvas Minchas Alozer, who says that right now, if it's not edible, we are making. When we speak about toothpaste or mouthwash, the Paiskim say that there we have to be machmer. And the reason is, because when we speak about toothpaste, one of the primary ingredients in toothpaste is sorbitol. Sorbitol is produced by taking a starch and adding to it acid or an enzyme, and by doing so, we turn it into a sugar, which is glucose. And it's no different than starting with a carbohydrate, and a carbohydrate through enzymes can be turned into a sugar. Sorbitol can be made either from a legume, from corn, or can be made from wheat. And therefore, since it can be made from wheat, that could have a real chametz ingredient. And in fact, Rav Shimon Eider quotes that Rav Moshe held that toothpaste is considered nifsal mechilas kelef, but he said if it's possible to get toothpaste with a hechsher that it's kosher or Pesach, so one should preferably buy that. And so too does he quote was the opinion of Rabbi Aaron Kotler.